more criticism of the NTSB over Asiana 214. The FAA issues a final through-the-fence policy and an open online course in aviation accidents. This is Aero News for Monday, July 22, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The NTSB continues to receive criticism for its actions involving the investigation into the crash of Asiana Flight 214 in San Francisco. The latest shot was taken by the Asiana Pilots Union and the Airline Pilots Association of Korea. In a statement, the unions said, quote, "Accidents that occur at aviation are not due only to a single cause, but from many causes. The purpose of an accident investigation is not to benefit national interest of one country or enhance the corporate image of an airline, but to prevent the same or similar accidents from occurring in the future," end quote. The statement goes on to express the union's concerns, again quoting, "about the possibility of inaccurately identifying the cause of the accident because of NTSB's press conferences, which only give prominence to the possibility of a pilot error, and their unprecedented speed in disclosure of related materials to the public," end quote. The FAA has issued a final policy statement concerning residential through-the-fence access agreements for general aviation airports. Commercial airports will still be prohibited from entering into such agreements, but not so general aviation airports. The policy requires written agreements to be in place that will require property owners or associations to, among other things, pay access charges similar to on-airport tenants, bear the cost of building and maintaining needed infrastructure, maintain the property for residential non-commercial use for the duration of the agreement, prohibit access to the airport from other properties, and prohibit any aircraft refueling from occurring on the property. The FAA acknowledges that its approach to sponsors with existing residential through-the-fence agreements will be different than the posture to be taken with sponsors of general aviation airports proposing to establish new residential through-the-fence agreements. This is because airport sponsors with existing agreements may have ceded important rights and powers through the execution of those existing agreements, and their ability to comply with the terms and conditions of the law may be severely hampered. The FAA intends to address such situations on a case-by-case basis. Human factors in aviation accidents will be the topic of the first Massive Open Online Course, or MOOC, to be offered by Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University worldwide in August. The course, The Human Factor in Aviation, is free and open to the public. Registration opened this past Friday, with the class starting August 19th. Class size is limited to 500 students. The five-week course will focus on the psychological or physiological elements related to aviation disasters. The instructor, Dennis Vincenzi, is Department Chair of Undergraduate Studies in the College of Aeronautics at Embry-Riddle Worldwide and has more than 16 years of experience in human factors. There will be live sessions where students can watch the instructor and ask questions in real time. However, much of the learning is focused on students interacting with each other, on discussion boards, and through social media platforms such as Twitter. This MOOC, or again, Massive Online Open Course, is one way the university is adapting to the changing needs of today's students. Part of the mission behind the Solar Impulses Trans-USA flight was to promote clean technologies and renewable energies. As the first airplane ever to fly day and night on solar energy only, its mission was a huge success. Consider these statistics. 75,000 people visited the plane or met the pilots over a 10-week period. 5 million people followed the flights live online, 8.3 billion media impressions were made, and over 50 promotional and educational events were organized throughout the mission. Solar Impulse flew 3,511 miles with a total flight time of 105 hours 41 minutes. From San Francisco, Bertrand Picard and Andre Borschberg alternately flew Solar Impulse to Phoenix, Dallas-Fort Worth, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Washington, D.C., and New York City. Flying from Phoenix to Dallas-Fort Worth, Solar Impulse broke the world distance record in the solar aviation category of the FAI, achieving a distance of 936 miles. The nation's eighth busiest airline hub could soon be under new management following a vote last week by the North Carolina House of Representatives. The state's House of Representatives followed the lead of the state Senate in voting to create an independent authority, a regional airport authority, and adding amendments that would immediately transfer the assets of the airport to the new body and establish new management. Charlotte, North Carolina officials have threatened legal action to block the move, and it was opposed by Charlotte Mayor Anthony Fox before he was nominated as Secretary of Transportation. That, according to a report from the Associated Press. Wind Aero News continues. It's not like driving Miss Daisy. New safety recommendations following that Heathrow Dreamliner fire, and the skies are heating up over Northeast Texas.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Monday, July 22nd. I'm Glenn Moyer. One bit of instrumentation you likely won't find on the Mars rover Curiosity is an odometer. Still, it was cause for excitement recently when Curiosity's latest drive of some 38 meters took the mission's odometry to 3,376 feet. Or just over 1 kilometer, that's about 0.62 miles. The drive was completed in the early afternoon of the rover's 335th Martian day, or sol, of work on Mars, and that was July 17th. It continued progress in a multi-month trek begun this month toward a mountain destination. In fact, last Wednesday marked the halfway point of the Prime mission's first Martian year. 2 weeks ago, Curiosity finished investigating science targets in the Glen Elg area, about half a kilometer east of where the one-ton rover landed back on August the 5th of 2012. The mission's next major destination is at the lower layers of Mount Sharp, about 5 miles southwest of Glen Elg. The UK Air Accident Investigation Branch has made 2 safety recommendations following a fire which broke out on a Dreamliner parked at Heathrow Airport July 12th. According to the report, the examination has focused on the ELT installed aboard the airplane. The AAIB said that examination of the ELT shows some indication of disruption to the battery cells of the Honeywell ELT on board the airplane, saying, quote, "It is not clear, however, whether the combustion in the area of the ELT was initiated by a release of energy within the batteries or by an external mechanism such as an electrical short," end quote. The AAIB has recommended that the FAA require that Honeywell ELTs installed on Dreamliners be made, quote, "inert until appropriate airworthiness actions can be completed," end quote, and that the FAA, again quoting, "in association with other regulatory authorities, conduct a safety review of installations of lithium-powered emergency locator transmitter systems in other aircraft types and, where appropriate, initiate airworthiness actions," end quote. Boeing said in a statement that it supports the 2 recommendations, adding the safety of passengers and crew members who fly aboard Boeing airplanes is, quote, "our highest priority," end quote. The skies of Northeast Texas will be filled with every color of the rainbow this week as the Balloon Federation of America's U.S. National Hot Air Balloon Championship gets underway Tuesday in Longview, Texas. 52 balloonists from across the country will be competing for the title and a place on the U.S. World Team for the next World Championship to be held next summer in Brazil. The competition will be stiff as the world's top 2 pilots headline the list of competitors. 2-time world champion John Petron of Leawood, Kansas, and current world champion Nick Donner of Louisville, Kentucky, are the world's number 1 and 2 pilots, respectively, according to the just-released 2013 world rankings from the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale. Donner's younger brother Chase from Atlanta, Georgia, is the defending national champion. The competition flights begin Tuesday and continue through Sunday morning. The championship is being held in conjunction with the 36th Great Texas Balloon Race, which earned Longview the official designation as the balloon capital of Texas by the governor of Texas in 1985. More recently, this year, Gregg County, including Longview, was proclaimed the balloon race capital of Texas by the 83rd Texas Legislature. And by the way, later this week, I'll be producing these AeroCasts direct from Longview and the U.S. Nationals and providing the ballooning commentary for the Great Texas Balloon Race. If you're in the Longview area, I hope you'll stop by and say hello. I'm Glenn Moyer, and as always, I thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.